Eighth pack of Ksuvus Mishnah Dalet. Now the Shimon Aina. Malkam Shayipa Kaycha Ibn Knisasa Yotecha Vitsiasa. Malkam Shaya Kaycha Ibn Knisasa Yipa Kaycha Vitsiasa. Shimon Hal's in a case where the husband gets more benefits and properties, we'll see so. At the time of the marriage, she loses out at the time of the divorce or his yoshim when he dies, termination of the marriage. In the case where in the beginning of the marriage he has a lower hand, he has a better hand at the time of termination of the marriage. What is that? Peyach mechubam l'karka, the knisasa shalom, like we learned in the previous mission. If this was brought into the marriage, peyach mechubam l'karka, when they pick the peyach, it belongs to him. Siyasa shalom. But if the peyach mechubam l'karka at the time of termination of the marriage, we don't say that it's his because it's not yet considered payers, and therefore, just like the principle goes out, so too the payers go out. Haklishim and Akalka, the ones that were ready picked, they can be Sasa Shalom, and then Shabbat. At the time that she received them, it's considered hers because she received it as an independent principle. Titsiyasa Shalom. At the time the marriage is terminated, he gets it because since they were already picked, that's the payers that he got. Yeah. So, what is the difference between this and the Chacham? It sounds the same thing as the Chacham in the previous mission. The most of the difference is, if it was payers Mechub al-Kaka at the time of the termination of the marriage, the Chacham before didn't say it clearly. And the Maitre of Shimon says that since it's Mechub al-Kaka, it's considered part of the principle, and she gets it. But Chachamim hold not like that. They say since it grew while they were married, even though it wasn't picked yet, it's considered his payers. The halacha is like Rav Shimon.